Welcome back to Westchester Eye on the Radio. I'm John Charan, along with Peter Moses, in our weekly discussion of all things relating to the businesses and people of Westchester. And this week, we're speaking with Ivy Eisenberg and Zach Schusterman and their project Prose of Pi, which brings storytelling to the people. And we were talking before the break a little bit about how this project actually enables people to develop their storytelling skills, which might not seem like much, but in an age of electronic communication by Twitter or Facebook or email, it probably has some educational benefit to people who participate.
Sure, definitely. Well, our long-form storytellers, especially those that haven't done this before, we do spend a good deal of time with them. Ivy is an expert at this. Maybe she can tell us a little more about what she does with our storytellers.
Well, I encourage them the first to just tell the story at first, and usually there's all sorts of throat clearing and apologies and reiterating and going back deep into things that aren't necessarily relevant.
Like sidebar conversations.
Right. And we try to pull out the essence or the nugget of what is the story, what is that turning point, what is the key, what is the essence.
And you know, when I was interviewing people on television, especially with politicians, people who are prone to verbal diarrhea, I would say to them, and it used to drive people crazy, I'd say to them, what's the headline?
Right.
So go ahead. But once you get somebody focused, then everything opens up.
So once you find that headline, then they retell it again and again till they find that all of the details and the sequence of events sort of leads up to what they really want, what the essence of the story is. So there is a saying that says a story should be inevitable but not predictable.
So that's a good...
Isn't that beautiful? That's nice. Everything that you share with the audience is really all about getting them, moving them in that way, the way you've moved and you've been forever changed around that story. And that's the essence of what a good story is. And it takes discipline. And the other thing I will say, this live interactive storytelling is all about not just the story, but the moment in the event when you tell the story, because the audience almost becomes part of that moment. And it's different every time.
I don't know about almost. I think when it's well done, I think you're totally brought in, whether the story's based on something real or whether it's something totally fictional. It's a good storyteller in any era, and traditionally, what John was saying before about young people not having this ability because they were never exposed to it. I think this is a wonderful thing that you should. Have you ever thought to expand this to go into schools and doing this? Because I can imagine that if you were open up people's minds to verbalizing what they're thinking, what they're feeling in a form of a story, whether it's fictional or not fictional, would be a very liberating experience for young people who don't really know how to talk.
I think for now we're just working on developing Prose of Pi as a modern local tradition, and then at that point we'll look to broadening our audience. We're actually very lucky. This is going to be news to Ivy as well. One of the gentlemen that was at our Prose of Pi last month is actually an accomplished Broadway actor. He produces a lot of local Westchester theater, and he's offered to do a presentation at Watercooler, which hosts our show, where we have some potential storytellers, people who are maybe a little too shy even to do the first 5 minutes, open mic stories, and you'll have a session there to kind of build up their public speaking skills.
Okay. Well, you know-